Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening to yet another week of my podcast. Thank you for allowing me into your homes, cars, offices, and wherever else you listen. Listeners, last week's session was widely viewed, and while some may have been able to relate to the topic, it was not one that should be taken lightly. Saying thank you to all of you seems so minute when faced with the loyalty that some of you have given to me. I am indeed humble. Thank you for not only listening, but also for sharing. Let me start by saying thank you to Loretta Pilgrim at ABS Television and her amazing crew, who not only did an awesome interview of me, but they made me look great. Thank you guys so very much. Thank you also to Dave Lester Payne and his entire crew, my behind the scenes guys in Antigua. You guys totally rock. Nika, Stacy, and the rest of the crew, heartfelt thank you to all of you. Hello, Antigua and Barbuda, Freetown, Willikers, Bowlands, Parham, St. John's, English Harbor, St. Phillips, St. Kitts and Nevis, Montserrat, Anguilla, Dominica, Jamaica, Montego Bay, Kingston, Ocho Rios, Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, Malawi, United Kingdom, England, Canada, Guyana, United States, Ohio, New York, North Carolina, New Jersey, Florida, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Indiana, and to everyone else who is listening, thank you and welcome. Let me know where you are located and I will give you a shout out. For those of you who are joining in for the very first time, this is Dr. Yurita Taylor, author of His Strength in My Weakness, A Journey of Brokenness, Breakthrough, and Transformation. My book can be purchased from ZulonPress.com and Amazon.com. For those of you listening in Antigua, you can now purchase a copy at Methodist Bookstore and Best of Books. Last week's topic was a very touchy one for a lot of people. That said, we are going to add salve onto those wounds. Not a Band-Aid, folks, but salve. Salve is used to heal. I was asked a question. Why bring up bad memories from the past? It is over and done with. As I pondered on that question, I thought to myself of how much I felt that same way. I did not want to remember that pain-filled time in my life. I thought to myself that it was over and done with, and I never had to see that person again. I was wrong. There is a song, memories don't leave like people do. They always stay with you, whether it be good or bad. Those words are correct. When a person carries pain in their heart, sometimes it is not easy to love them or to get love from them. There is always a fear of getting hurt, and it hinders the best of that person from coming to the surface. We cannot heal without addressing our issues. Healing comes when we deal with inner pain. Like myself, you might not be able to do it on your own. God helped me, and He is still helping me. This week, I had a television interview, and I was asked about my struggles. I responded that I might not be struggling financially, but the spiritual warfare is very real. As I go forward doing the will of God, attacks are coming from all angles. Listeners, we are no match for the devil and the things he comes up with. He uses my children and other people that I care about to get to me when he cannot get to me. Like I said in the interview, I have to stay in prayer to cover myself and my children because the devil is real and taking down the children of God is his plan. As I get ready to read today's session from my book, please remember that my book was written to reflect my life story and then to show biblical applications. For those of you who have already purchased your copy, I will be reading on page 28 in Roman numerals. Last week, I read my letter to Daddy, and then I followed up with a prayer asking God for forgiveness and asking Him to help me to forgive the people that have hurt me. So this week, we're going to go into the biblical applications because these applications are very important as I turn to God and I ask God to help me. So I had to reflect on what was done and then allow His word to take me to a better place. There is nothing that God did for me that He wouldn't do for all His children. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. He died for all of us because he loves us. When we hurt, God feels our pain, and he wants to help us through our sufferings. Each of us will experience good and bad in life, and because of that, it is up to each of us to make some changes. Changes that will help us in good times and bad times without self-destructing. These changes will only come about when we surrender to God and allow him full reign of our lives. Only he can break us free of habits that we find it so hard to overcome. While I was struggling to raise my voice, I shut myself off from everyone because it was important for me to stay focused on providing for my family. I had no time for myself. I was angry with the world. The children needed help with homework, doctor's appointments, need for clean clothes, food, and so much more. On top of all of that, I had to get to work on time every day. Barely it seemed had I gone to bed when I had to get up and restart the same routine of children and work. That was the time I began to adopt a new philosophy of train the mind and the body will follow. Those words became my motto and I dwelled on them daily. Those words meant that no matter how tired I felt, once I get focused on the things I had to get done, it was done in my mind and all that was left was to move my body. And so, because my mind was already ahead of me, I moved. God showed his love for me by keeping me safe and protected. He gave me the strength I needed to keep going, but he never wanted me to shut others out while I took on the world. Now that I'm entering another chapter of my life, God has revealed to me that I should not shut people out. God wants me to reach out to others. He has encouraged me to develop relationships because his love for me is shown through others. Not only is God's love revealed to others, but had I reached out to others, I would not have felt so alone. He wanted me to know that even in the midst of my aching heart, my healing comes through interaction, not aloneness. God knows what is best for me. He knows that with his help, I could have a better life. With his help, I could have balance where I could enjoy laughter and fun with others. Psalms 32:8 states, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. God wants us to live a life of balance, a life without poverty, suicide, murder, sickness, covetousness, and other actions that could render us unfit for his glory. He wants us to find balance so that we can enjoy the life he designed for us. Instant gratification can make it hard to find balance. We give up at the gym because we want to lose 20 pounds in 20 days. We give up on our dreams because the first person told us no. We give up on our education because we decided that making $9 an hour was sufficient to meet our needs. And then we get angry when those who are educated make significantly more money than we do. We need to find a balance in life so that we can be all we can be for God. Finding a balanced life becomes imperative to a life without balance and will often take us on a different road than the one we started on. Sometimes circumstances are out of our control and can throw us off track. We then have to decide if we should get back up or give up. But we do not have to give up. God wants us to go to him when we don't know where to go. He knows what we should do, and he knows who we should be. We can't find the balance God wants for us because we are not prepared to wait for God. He is not a quick fix, but he is the real fix. There is no quick fix to our trials. Some of us need to bump our heads numerous times before we get to the point where we learn what God is teaching us. God will continuously teach us. He will never give up on us. But we must relax and breathe and not take our eyes off of God. Ask God, what is his will for your life? Tell him to let his will be done in your life. God, what is your will for my life? What will you have me to do? Let your will be done in my life. While we wait for an answer, we must understand that he is trying to teach us something. We are told to wait on the Lord because he has a plan for our lives. Why must we wait? We tell ourselves that life is short and we need to enjoy it before we depart this world. God might know best, but we want results right now. We take the driver's seat because we become anxious and frustrated, and so we decide our own fate despite knowing that God is the answer. Psalms 37, 7 to 9 states, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land." Job was a prophet of God who had tremendous love for God. It was said in the Bible that Job feared God. Job waited on God even when his wife and friends told him to curse God and die. Satan believed that if God stripped Job of all his possessions, that Job would curse God and turn from him. Job lost all his possessions and his children, and yet he did not turn from God. Through it all, Job persevered. In the end, God blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. God restored all of Job's possession and gave him 7 sons and 3 daughters. God rewarded Job for his faithfulness. God wants to do the same for us. He wants us to be faithful to our marriages, jobs, children, relatives, and friends. We should not give up on all the people who are counting on us. Staying true to the end is hope that God will work it out for our good. God's love can be seen in the story of Ruth. Ruth's husband died while she was a young woman. Most people may have shut themselves off from the world due to their anger and grief. Instead, Ruth stayed faithful to God by staying with her mother-in-law, Naomi, and providing for her. God rewarded Ruth's obedience and blessed her with a husband, thus starting the lineage of King David. Genesis 37, the same can be said about God's love when Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers because of jealousy. Joseph was the son of Jacob and Rachel. Rachel was accused of rape when he rejected Potiphar's wife, who tried to lure him into sin. He must have felt as though he could do nothing right, yet he did not give up. He kept trusting God. He did the job God asked him to do, and God elevated Joseph. Joseph held such an esteemed position that the same brothers who sold him into slavery then went to him for food. Sometimes we may not know why God asks us to do certain things, and that's okay. God will always direct us, especially in our times of confusion. But just like Job, Ruth, and Joseph, we are to trust God no matter what. God is waiting to bless us. Loving God gives us assurance that he will give our lives the balance that we need. He will help us to change to become better people. We must learn to wait on him and trust that he will do what he says he will do. Heavenly Father, help us to do what's right. We want to do the right thing, but sometimes that means waiting on you. We struggle in this area, Lord. Waiting is hard for us, so teach us how to wait on you. Your timetable is different from ours, and we know your timing is the only one that matters. We need you, Lord, for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you blocking your blessings because of stubbornness? Where are you in achieving your spiritual balance? Can you stay the course even when you do not know what lies ahead? Do you trust God with your life? Listeners, those are rhetorical questions that I hope you will ponder on as this week goes by. Oftentimes, I look back at my life and I wondered how my life would have turned out had I not attended church and participated in church activities when I was a child. I knew that answer to that question had to be that church played a significant part in my upbringing. I look around and I see the opposite in today's society. We are not taking our children to church. Without the knowledge of God, they have nothing to stand on when mom and dad are not in the picture. Our children are smoking, drinking, and committing suicide because they cannot cope. Parents, we have to be there for our children. Though a divorce or separation occurs, we still need to be there for our children. They need that stability. They need structure. Most of all, they need love from both parents. Listeners, I gave you the first ingredient to that long-awaited question. How did Dr. Rita do it? Train your mind and your body will follow. That's the first ingredient. When you are at a point where you want a change in life for the better, tell yourself that you can do it. Keep telling yourself that every chance you get until you believe it within every fiber of your body. This gives you motivation. You are starting the process of training your mind to go after your life's goal. Then it is time to get your body in line. Now, this part is not easy because you sometimes have to operate outside of your body, meaning you will be extremely tired to match what is inside of your head, but you have to push those thoughts away and keep going. If you're accustomed to sleeping late and you want to achieve something different in life, start getting up early. When you get tired, push yourself a little bit more each day, working on what you're trying to accomplish. Train your mind and your body will follow is the first step in doing what others think is impossible. Listeners, I would like to challenge each of you to search within yourself to see just who you are meant to be. And if you haven't done so already, if you're not doing what you are meant to do in life, find out what is stopping you and start the process of getting there. I promise you that your life will be much happier and more fulfilling when you are doing what you are meant to do. In my first session, I mentioned that we'll be traveling from Antigua to parts of the United States. Next week, we'll be in Freetown, Antigua. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Rita Taylor started. I will take you back to my humble beginnings. You will be amazed to hear how and where it all started. Thank you once again for listening. Have a blessed week and may God continue to richly bless each and every one of you. Thank you.